சோக கிருத்தன் அவள் ஆலோகப்பட்டவை ஹரி ஹரி முகுந்த முரரி ராம கிருஷ்ண ஹரி ஹரி பக்திவினோத் தாகூர். அட் தி டைம் ஆஃப் பிரபுபாத் ஸ்ரீல பக்தி சித்தாந்த சரஸ்வதி, anyone was not allowed to do these kirtans. Only high class of devotees, they used to do kirtan, otherwise not. The mood is so high, Jasamati Nanda, first supreme personality of Krishna, covered with Madhurya. Here no supreme personality of Krishna is there. Only Jasamati Nandan, not Nandanandan even. Nandanandan is so sweet name, but I think that Jasamati Nandan is more sweet than
Nandanandan.
Why? The love of Nanda Baba is the love of Yashoda and the devotion of and Vatsalya of Yashoda is more superior than Nanda Baba. We cannot compare, but even when we are tatastha,
neutral,
then we can. Otherwise, in Braj, all rasas are superior, most superior for them. Jasamati Nandan. Who is Jasamati Nandan? Controlled by Yashoda. Weeping always for butter and bread. Weeping. Sometimes, Yashoda is telling that I will not take you in my lap and never I will give you milk. And Krishna is rolling down on the earth. Mother, Mother Yashoda, Mayari, Mayari. Mayari Yashoda. Main doodh piunga. Aur Yashoda, you cannot come in my lap. You cannot come in my lap. I will never take you in my lap and never give. You are now becoming thief, robber. I will not take. And Krishna is weeping, bitterly. And it may be that sometimes Narad will come and see, how fortunate is Yashoda, that even Supreme Personality of God, in his eyes Krishna is not Yashoda Nandan. His Supreme Personality of God is Sarva Karan Karan. So he is thinking that how fortunate is Yashoda that he is taking Krishna, and he is wording that, you should chastising, I will not give. And Krishna is weeping and weeping. He has not seen ever in his life. Now he is seeing in Braja. Sometimes, you know that how she banded Krishna in charter, mortal charter. And she was so weeping for hours and hours. You have seen. So, also, due to Yashoda, Srimati Radhika comes in the house of Nanda Baba for cooking. She engages Radhika also in service. She calls Srimati Radhika comes in the house of Yashoda Maiya. And she supports and nourishes Srimati Radhika more than Krishna even. Sometimes she comes in the house of Yashoda and Yashoda is giving something to eat and she is some shy. Why? You are my daughter. Like Krishna, you are my dear. Don't think any separation. I am more than your mother. Kirtika. You know? She is more, Yashoda. Srimati Radhika has more. Oh, why? What we are coming? Sit down. Sit down. Please sit down. Don't disturb. Then? What?
I'm more than a mother.
They made my. Don't. At the time of his speaking, no one disturbed me. What became?
Kirtika. Kirtika.
You know, Kirtika loves him. Love Radhika. But not like Yashoda. Yashoda always loves her. In what way? Not like daughter. What?
Like daughter-in-law.
And newly married. Just newly married. Oh, married, 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 but not married. She wants. And that is why she has so much love. So much love. But I think that if and Radha and Krishna will be there, she will love more than Krishna to Radhika. So, if Yashoda is not there, no sweet pastime. She arranges anyhow. As if she is not knowing anything. He is not aware of all these things. But it becomes due to Yashoda Devi. Brajavara Nagar, who is he? Yashodanandan, Brajavara Nagar. Nagar and Nagari. Beloved and lover and beloved. Brajavara Nagar. He is the highest. Highest of beloved of all the gopis. Of all gopis. Who is Nagar? Oh, everywhere playing. Now he will tell. Gokula Ranjana Kana. Gokula Ranjana Kana means Gokula. Go Gop. Gop Kula. Samuh. Samuh means group of all gops. Groups of all gops. Groups of all cows. Groups of all cowherd boys.
Yeah.
And calves. Oh. And what is in Gokul? All are Gokul. Everywhere playing, doing bilas. He is going to cowherd. But why he is going? Why he is going? There is some crooked motive. And what crooked motive? By this way, all we know that I am going to cowherd. And but why he is going? Only to meet with gopis. To meet directly, like Western countries, not so much good. But hiding and meeting, it makes Krishna so much happy. So gopi coming. So much difficulties. So much difficulty. Not caring for their father, mother, father-in-law, father-in-law, and so many things. Of all the nevarash, nothing. And meeting with gopis. He is doing rash to gopis, with gopis. That is why he is Nagar. Gokula Ranjana Kana. Kana. Kana means who is Kana? Kana. Krishna Chandra himself. Gopi Paranadhana. Gopi Pranadhana. Paranadhana. What is the meaning?
Life and soul of gopis.
Gopis. And also gopis are life and
soul
of Krishna, Gokula Ranjana Kana. Both reciprocal. Gopi Parat. Without Krishna, you know how gopis, when Krishna went to Mathura, what became? I was beginning to tell all these things. But I think that this time we cannot do more. We can touch a little. I wanted to tell, but we cannot tell. We will remain for other years. Several years, not 1 year. Several, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 years. It will be continued. Pranadhan. You know, Yashoda is also gopi. All gopis are gopis. Especially here, who is gopi? Lalita, Vishakha and all others here gopi. What is meaning of gopi? Who can keep Krishna so secret in their hearts, they are gopi. They cannot take Krishna out of their heart, so they are gopis. Pranadhan Madan Manohara, he is Cupid of Cupid. See? Manmat. Cupid of Cupid. Krishna. And Srimati Radhika is Cupida. Cupida means more. Kaliya Dhamana Vidhana. But why he brought here this? Kaliya Dhamana Vidhana? Oh, he was going one well sick pastime. And he, what?
Poison here
he brought. Why he brought? No, poison, not poison. Only by this, Krishna can bring gopis first time
nearer to him.
This was the first occasion for the gopis of 6, 7, and Krishna at that time maybe 10 or 9. That was the first time that strictly he made all the gopis so nearer. And Krishna, what was doing? Oh, you should see how I am brave. And he was dancing on the
hood
of the car. Only to show them
how qualified
I am, how I am strong.
He was showing his heroism.
So, Kaliya Damana Vidhana. Not very, what, dangerous pastime. Khub kathor ya vishakta
ya.
Amala Harinam Amiya Bilasa. Then why he brought here Harinam? What is the use? Amala Harinam Amiya Bilasa. Krishna has invested his whole power, sweetness, all his sweet pastimes in name. So if he will chant Harinam, then Jasumati Nandan will come. Brajavar Nagar Gokula Ranjana Kaman Gopi Paranadhan, all are in this. If you are chanting pure name with relation with Krishna. What relation? Krishna is my Pranadhan. With relation. Then all the pastimes what I told will be manifested in your heart. Quickly. These are the process. Amala Harinam. So you should not think that this is only a word. No? Amal means pure. And Amiya Bilasa. Amiya means amrita. Amiya means nectar. Bilas means dancing. Singing in ras, playing on strings, and all are singing what? What tune?
Malla rag.
So many rags there. Sometimes Krishna swinging himself, and Radhika is sitting, and he's getting so high, without any
support,
giving up. And Radhika is here, stop, and he's not stand. All the bells and all garments began to, and she embraced Krishna so tightly. Krishna wanted this. So this is Amiya Bilas. So all kinds of Bilas, what is written in Govinda Lila Amrita or any book, these are Amiya Bilas, all invested in Harinam. And Jambhai Aryan, ekth par jor se lagayenge. Jambhai aayegi to. Why Jambhai? Then Bipina Purandara, Navin Nagaravara. Bipina Purandara. He is the Indra of Vrindavan. Indra means here? Supreme here. One of the name of Krishna is Indra. And he has given it to. Krishna name is Ram. He has distributed it to Balaram. Are to Ramachandra, Dasaratna. All the names in the whole world are of Krishna. All names. Dharani Dhara. Who is Dharani Dhara? Krishna. Who is Baladev? Krishna. But he has distributed his all names to others. Vipina Purandara, Navin Nagaravara. Always new. So Radhika tells, Lalite, can you say that who is that black person? I have never seen my whole world. Never. Okay, who is now playing on
fruit?
Who is he? And in picture? Who is he? Now I want to suicide. Surely I will suicide, because Indian ladies are very chaste. But I have divided my name, my
love
and affection for three. One for who is playing on sweet flute, and one who is seen, I have seen just that black person. And third, this picture wala. So there are three personalities. So I must die. I must die. Then Lalita told that you should not die. The black person is playing on foot and his picture is this. So you should not. So now Navayaman, always Navin Nagarvar, Bansi Badan Suvasa. Bansi Badan, always float on his lips. If he is sleeping, but it should be in Krishna here. Or he will take here and sleep. He cannot give him for a moment from his birth. And up to when he was in Vrindavan. And when he went to Mathura, what he did? He kept his float to Srimati Radhika. Weeping and weeping. When I will return, you should keep me. Subhasa, pick up father here. Three folding here. Eyes three folding, crooked so much. Everything. Cheeks, very beautiful. No comparison. Krishna is only comparison for Krishna. Prajajana Palan, even he supports all Brijavasi. How? At the time of Putanas, Aghasur, Vakasur, Kansa and all he. And also he's supporting with love and affection to all. Asuru Kula Nasana. he destroyed all the demons. But in sweet pastimes, Nanda Godhana Rakhavala, always protecting Nanda Godhan, the cows of Nanda Baba and others. Govinda Madhava Navanita Taskara, Sundara Nanda Gopala, Govinda Madhava. Govinda means Indra gave this name. Always so much loving of all the gop, gopi, everything. Madhava is the husband of Madhavi. Madhavi, Radhika. Not here Lakshmi, more than Lakshmi. All the gopis are, no, all are superior to Lakshmi. Navanita Taskar, but yet he has so much hunger and so much greed to take the butter of all the gopis. Even sometimes her mother has kept some butter and he will steal. If anyone giving, oh, I have no hunger, I don't want. But fancy will go here and there and very quickly entering in the house and he will take. Namanita Taskar Sundara Nanda Gopala Jamuna Tatachara. Always walking. Where? On the bank of
Jamuna.
Why? He has promised that I will be there. Oh, you all should be there. And very morning and we will meet there. So always he is waiting for all the gopis there. And gopis may wait there. And there are so many pastimes. Gopi Vasanahara. He took all the garments of all the gopis. There is nothing to shame for them. If he has done anything, what age? Very little age. About 5. Gopis are more or less. There are 3. No lust. No lust. They were taking bath naked. Oh, he tells that you should not do like this. There is Varuna Devata. So you should not do. Or Krishna wanted to test that if I am telling anything, they are obeying or not. What Krishna will tell, they will obey. We cannot obey our Gurudev. Gurudev will tell that you should do. That if I cannot do, then what? What? So many things. What Gurudev has told? Jump. Knowing. Without knowing, you should know what my Gurudev wants. And do accordingly. If you are not doing, then you are baka. Bakman, you know?
Crane.
Like this, standing on one leg. At it means that he is so austerity. And he is one point. But why? Not to obey. Only to take fishes. So if any disciple is not obeying his Gurudev, what to obey? He should know the will of their Gurudev, inner mind. And he should do accordingly. We never wanted any order of our Gurudev. Never. I waited for his. I used to know what Gurudev wants. And he will tell me nothing and I will do first. Oh, there was an Ananda, disciple of Gurudev. He was junior to me, but when I was engaged in Mathura, he was going to serve him. He will know that now Gurudev wants water. Oh, what kind of water he wants? What he wants? He will know and he will send, he will give water, he will message or anything. he needs to know his heart. If a disciple not knowing heart, he is not say worker. He should know the heart and do accordingly. But we see that, disciples have so many problems. Daily problems, new one. Guru has to tolerate them so much. They may quarrel themselves, or they can quarrel to Gurudev himself. They cannot do alone. They are like Boko. So we should try to be sevak like this. So I was telling Gopi Vasanara, why he took? Krishna can know. We cannot know. And only high class of devotees who are following gopis, they can know. Rasa Rasika Kripamaya. Kripamaya, he did Ras, why? Out of his mercy, without any cause, causeless mercy. Why? To bring all gopis. All gopis are transcendental. But he was so merciful to sprinkle the mercy to the whole world forever, that they will hear these pastimes and they will have greed, and then they will follow this process. If there was no rash, then we could not have imagined even all these things. So out of mercy Krishna did. And he called up all the gopis by his flow. Sri Radha Ballabha, Vrindavana Natavar. Radha Ballabha means he is only the Ballabha, beloved of Srimati Radhika. Radha Ballabha. There is no adjective for Krishna more than this Radha Ballabha. So Radha Ballabha, Vrindavana Natavar. He is Natavar of Vrindavan. He is dancer of everywhere in their heart, to all. Bhagati Vinod Ashraya. Oh, this very Krishna is my Ashraya. Bhakti Vinod is telling. He is my what?
Shelter.
He should always be in my heart. What I have told a very little what?
Outline.
Only. Or it may be that so much. All the pastimes will come in this. So try to do kirtan, and in this way, the thing. Bhakti Vinod Thakur always in night singing and weeping. Sometimes making puri, kachauri. Oh, Krishna is now doing ras and he will come and I should make it. In the form of a gopis like he used to do. So our object is this. Try to follow all these things. And be a very high class of devotees. Don't be attached in worldly things. Especially you should not attach with your anger, lust, your problems. Try to keep your feet on the heads of problems. Daily you should take some broom and try to chastise your
mind
is only shatru, enemy. Others are not shatru, we are seeing, but not. So we should try to realize all these things. Gaur Premananda. Mahamantra. You have invited all, but not to me. Okay? I don't wait for
invitation. They were worried because
I'm not so high class of honorable person.
We would have invited first day, but we don't want you to go through the trouble of so much driving and turning.
Because Krishna is crooked, your way is so crooked. Your wife is more crooked.
Yes, I know.
Very. Thank
you.
Why my friend could not come? High class of my friend. You tried so hard, but...
No, actually I didn't try, because I could... You told me only if he's in the right mood.
Mm.
And I thought this is not a good time for him.
Very good.
Yeah, he was like almost crying, but I still, if he came now, so many others want to see you, and there's so much dramas and pravachan and kirtan, maybe some other time is better.
But if he had seen, he would have taken a line of thinking and doing his classes. But they can do. They cannot do in their lives and life.
I think he only wanted to come for like summit meeting, like negotiation.
They cannot do classes like this.
No.
No drama like this. They cannot play. What is this?
Melon.
Kharmuz.
Ginger, you know these? Macadamia?
Three danda sannyas, not one sannyas, one dandi. Three dandi sannyas. There are so many learned and pure devotees and disciples. One of them was so much highly learned, perfect. Knew he used to know all this Ved, Upanishad, Shastra and everything. But he has some ego that he is so highly cultured and knowing all this Ved, Upanishad, everything. Ramanuj wanted to take that ego by operation anyhow. Oh, he has a disciple from a baby girl, very beautiful, of highly wealth, aristocratic family. And she, from boyhood, she used to come to
Ramanuja
and always sitting with him, taking something, sometimes in his lap also. Gradually she became matured and she was given to a very high class of wealthy person, married. And she went to her
in-law's house,
his husband's house. And after 6 months, she returned to his father's home in Srirangam, where Ramanuj was. She came and she began to weep very bitterly to O Gurudev. There I am very unhappy, so much unhappy. My father and father-in-law, father and mother-in-law, they always chastise. Oh, you should go to a well 1 or 2 miles from their home, house, very high and up-down place. And they give me 2-3 vessels, very, very big pots. And I will have to carry all that. Alone I have to cook so many. And to wash my clothes myself. All the clothes of the household, husband, son-in-law, father-in-law, all. And also to Devar. Devar means
brother-in-law.
So I cannot do alone. And when I tell them that please help anyone, then they chastise me. Oh, your father is so rich. Go. And they bring two, three, four servants. If you want to be here with us, then you will have to do all these things. You will have to bring water, you will have to dress all these things, you will have to wash the cloth, pots, also cook and everything. Then night I do, but I cannot do. And she began to eat. They always taste rice. I want anyone, a servant. Then Gurudev was thinking something. And he called that very high class of
scholar.
A scholar disciple. He was so high class of learned, honored by all, called and told, you should go to my this daughter
in-law's house.
Initiated. And you should go to this girl and help him, bringing water, cooking, and other services. She should be like queen there. And you should serve. Without hesitation, nothing to... I should go and I will cook there, doing so many services, washing clothes and everything for this girl. He couldn't. He was very powerful, Gurudev. And if he has done anything, then have hope. At once go from here.
Get out.
He was not a ordinary acharya. He was himself Lakshmana, the manifestation
of
Ram. Very powerful. So he could not tell anything, and without hesitation he went. And he began to bring water from there, always cooking. The householder, they don't allow him to give soap or anything. So he was like dirty person. Always like cooker. Whole villagers used to know him like
cook.
Cooker. Very low class of person, knowing nothing. Like servant, they used to know. But he was servant without pay. He was servant of his Gurudev, not of anyone. But he was doing, carrying orders without any nunu chuchu. Nunu chuchu, you know?
No, hesitation, no.
Nothing to tell. I will not. So, it became for 6 months, more than 6 months. One day, a very high class of
learned
person came to that village. And he was knowing so much, all Ved, Upanishad, Shastra and everything. And he challenged in that village, if anyone want to
debate
me, they can say to me,
they can come to me. But no one came. And then he was giving his classes. In this class, the cook was there. Only to see what is going on. All were charmed by his
lectures
and classes. And his learning of Sanskrit. Ved, Upanishad, all like current, everything was coming. After some time, he was so proud of his learning. Then this cook told, "May I tell something? All villagers and everyone and that learned person was looking to us. Oh, his cook,
dirty cloth,
personality is not so good now.
Long beard,
like servant, and also dhoti like,
orange tone, dirty
brown color.
Yes. So, what he will tell? Oh, you stop. But he tells, I want to. There were so many good persons. Why you are stopping him? Let him tell anything he wants to. And then in went English, in Sanskrit, he began to recite all this and he cut all the arguments of that Mayavadi. Oh, totally. And all were looking. Oh, astonishment. Oh, how wonderful. Then clapping was there. And all wanted to take the feet dust of that cook. And that person defeated and he ran away. Where he went to anyone could not know. And then all villagers, who is that cook? They knew that he is the disciple of
Ramanuja.
They all collectively went to Ramanuj. Why you have done this? You have made him a servant of that girl? Though she is your disciple. But we think that he has been insulted anyhow. So please be merciful to him and to keep with you. Then he called. Now you are
perfect.
You are operated. I think your false ego has been gone. Now it is. You are pure and now you can come to me. And he engaged in service and he gave him renounce order sannyas and very high class of that sannyasi always used to preach everywhere whole in world. I don't remember his name. I'm so high. Can you be a disciple at best? Oh, these are disciples. No false ego, nothing. If I have told you to do this, you are the first person to tell me, I cannot do. Now I am going from you, dandat pranam. No dandat pranam at all. And he will give it in paper that he is bogus guru and he wanted to engage me a girl. And giving up his all faith from Krishna and from Gurudev. That was high class of disciples. And Guru was also high class of Guru. Ramanuj gave him love and affection for Narayan. And he became realized. You can see also another example of a very good disciple. Srila Prabhupada was doing parikrama with thousands of pilgrims of Navadvip Parikrama. And third day, he came to Navadvip town, Praudha Maya, surrounded by a thick population. And all the Brahmins were opposition to Srila Prabhupada. That, he is being to be superior than Brahmins. We will kill him and punish him. So they made a
conspiracy.
Thousands of thousands Brahmins taking lathi, stick in their hands. Stone
bricks.
Pieces.
Bricks.
And soda water. And so many things, warm water from all houses they began to throw. And they wanted to kill so many devotees with Srila Prabhupada. All ran away, keeping their feet on their heads. Where they found any way, they were running here and there. It was reported in police, but police was silent. They were favoring
them,
Brahmins. There was no way. Prabhupada was alone. All player, all his disciples, so high class of disciples. One brahmachari was with him.
White cloth.
Not
saffron cloth.
He at once quickly he told to Prabhupada, and he entered in a house. And he told that, he begged them with a prayer.